lot of times strife that we get in church is a result of guilt in inward circles. The reality of guilt. At times we feel guilty, occasionally or constantly, depending upon the natures of our dependencies. Guilt is a bully that always picks fights that we can never win. It casts doubts. It undermines trust. Secret sin cannot coexist with inner peace. No matter how hard you try, how spiritual you try to get, I mean, you can get built up. You can go to a Holy Ghost meeting and be pumped up and then leave that meeting and all of a sudden somebody say the wrong thing. What you are on the inside will show up. You got to deal with the stuff that on the inside, you got to deal with every hurt. You got to deal with every pain so that you can handle the new stuff that comes. Jesus washes us whiter than snow. He heals us completely. We need to get to the point where we can be wrong sometime and deal with it. You know, that's the best thing. One of the things people, I used to get so upset when people talked about me. I'd get so bent out of shape and worn out, so discouraged just when I thought I wasn't good enough. Well, they just don't like me anymore. But when I found out what Jesus thought about me, and I thought that Jesus doesn't get his thoughts from other people. Jesus knew me before I knew myself. Others may have introduced me to Jesus Christ, but they never introduced Jesus Christ to me. He already knew me. So Jesus is not going to get an opinion of you from somebody else. And when it really comes down to it, I don't care how bad you are, how ugly you are, how smart you may be, or how stupid you may think you are. It's what Jesus thinks that matters the most. And we figure out that on the inside that we're safe with God. That nothing anybody else can say, nothing anybody else can do will be able to affect us. I find it so hard. People are almost paralyzed when they find out that they come up a mark short in an area. We're just looking at the a little surface thing will show up. It's something this year. Anybody had an experience like that? Something small will show up about bake sale cookies. And we'll get strung out about bake sale cookies. And people think that it's all about the bake sale cookies. And it had nothing to do with the bake sale cookies. You ever seen people get in arguments over silly stuff? When's the last argument you got in? Anybody got an argument in the last 6 months? Nobody's perfect. And the escalation of that argument, you know what it comes from? When things get real rough, you're not talking about the situation that you're dealing with at the time. You're dealing with inner circles. Stuff from your childhood, hurts from your childhood, which somebody else said. Somebody else said, you talk too much, and that would offend you and wear you out. It's not what that person said at the time. It's what everybody else said years down the road. We need to be strong within ourselves. It does not matter what people say and what people do, and we can take the truth. The Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. But we're not going to be able to take truth when we're dealing with so much inward junk and inward mess. You know, the past is behind us. The past is behind us. None of that stuff matters anymore. None of it matters anymore. What really matters is today. Tomorrow doesn't really matter. God's got that under control. How we walk today and how we handle the situation that we're facing at the moment is what's most important. People are wondering why they can't walk like giants in the faith, why they can't be big believers, because they're bringing a whole lot of stuff to the table that don't even need to be there. We need to be strong enough to accept ourselves. Perfect and unperfect. Can I tell you something about yourself? Guess what? You're not all that you should be. And you're not all that you could be. Nobody's up to the fullest of their potential. And nobody's got it all together. That's why we got the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is working on us and trying to perfect us. But one thing that you can take joy in and peace in, guess what? You may be a mess right now, but you can take confidence in knowing, have confidence in your faith, knowing that, hey, look, I'm going to be better tomorrow. We can say, look, I'm not all that I could be, not all that I should be, but praise God, I'm not what I used to be. We're growing. We're growing. People get so upset because we miss it a little bit. You're going to miss it every now and then. You're going to say something that you don't want to say every now and then. Guess what you got to do when that happens? You got to be able to get over it. And not feel so guilty. Do you know Christians still have buttons? Say it again. Say Christians still have buttons. People think just because you're saved, you don't got no buttons no more. Oh, they're still there. Tell that to Paul. Tell that to Peter. We still have buttons. But as we grow, they don't go off as quickly as they used to. We want to be a witness to our community. You know how you're going to be a witness? It's by being real. By being yourself. People, we got this imaginary Christian walking around, plastic Christians walking around with a smile on their face. And people say, I could never do that. I could never be that. They need to see Christians fall down, and they need to see Christians get back up again. How will they know about the grace of God unless somebody gets back up again? And I'm not telling you to go out there and act ignorant, act crazy. I'm just telling you to be yourself. I'm just telling you to be yourself. Realize there's grace from God, and at times things are going to happen. At times you're going to say things you don't want to say. At times you're going to act ways you don't want to act. Then you got to pull on the grace that's available. Why is it available to you? Why is mercy available to you? Because you'll need it. And people are going to find out when we start to walk in that way. I find that I start to improve in certain areas. But you know when I started to get better, my relationships better, and how I would carry myself toward other people? When I realized that God had grace for me. Because we'd get even more mad because we display ourselves in ways we don't want to display. Then we get all worked up about that. You need to forgive yourself and pull on the grace of God. You need to give yourself a little space to be wrong so you can learn the righteousness of God. You need to settle in that. Find peace in that God is working on me. We got so many imaginary Christians. So many phony, imaginary Christians, they wonder why they're failing every day. They fail every day. They fail in their relationships. They never have the peace of God. They can't get their prayers answered. They always feel guilty about the way they pray. Because I'm not super Christian. I still got a hang up. I still got a hassle. I still got a situation. Let me tell you something. Everybody's got a hang up. Everybody's got a situation. And everybody's got a hassle. They're all over the place. You ain't going to find a church nowhere without stuff. People take guilt, habits, and situations. We know each other. Look at somebody and say, I know you. I know exactly how to set you off. We're family. Why are we going to act like we don't get mad and why we don't get upset? Why are we going to act like that?
Right.
We've seen it all. We've seen the popcorn pop. The Holy Ghost will reveal it. Be for real. We've all manifest because we're human. Because we're human. But we all grow. One of the things I like about it the most is that we can accept each other for where we are. We can accept each other where they are and encourage them to go on. Many people don't go on with their Christian faith. Many people quit because the goals are so high. The goals are so high. We're supposed to live just like Jesus and walk just like Jesus. You know what? You'll never achieve that until you get what? When's that going to happen? When's that going to happen? We'll be improving forever, but in a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Changed from mortal to immortality. Guess what? You won't have any temptation, any test to cause you. Nothing will push your buttons. When will you stop going off? When everything that's called to push your buttons is taken away. But as long as you're going to be here, you're going to be tested and tried. And there will always be something within your heart. It's probably not hitting you right now, but I tell you what, 5 years from now, you might grow up and get over. You might be snapping over the way somebody makes coffee. You might be snapping over parking spots. Then all of a sudden you grow up and you don't snap over parking spots anymore, being cut off the road, or you don't snap over the dishes. You don't snap over the same stuff you used to snap over. So we think, well, I've got it all together. I've grown up in that area. And you know what the Holy Ghost does? The Holy Ghost will find another area that didn't bother you before. And he'll bring that area up so that you can work on that area. There's always going to be an area we can grow in. Don't ever get offended. Don't ever get upset when God shows something within you that needs to make improvement. Big Christians can realize, look, thank God for the grace of God. The stronger I get in God, the stronger I get in God, the more I grow in God, the more I realize my imperfections. That doesn't mean I don't want to change those imperfections. The Bible says if we confess our faults, he is faithful to forgive us. Now, people don't like to hear this. But sometimes we just need to know the truth and confess those things. Say, look, at times I am a jerk. We're dealing with real life, real issues. We need to accept some things and face some things. In the 12-step program, they said you're not going to be able to deal with anything until you admit it. The Bible says he is faithful to forgive us if we confess. That's the great thing. When you find out how big God is, and how strong God is and how loving God is, you can let it all hang out before him and know that everything, he's not going to love me any less. He knows it anyhow. He just wants you to know it. He's not going to work with it until you deal with it, until you accept it in that way. And we need to be a church and a body that we can have people come in just the way they are and let the Holy Ghost work on it. But you know the Holy Ghost ain't going to work on anything until we can get over making people feel guilty over stuff. Amen. Guilt's not going to bring anybody to repentance. Amen. Man, it does get a time. You know, you got to be willing to change. The issue is the willingness to change, not the sin, but the issue is wanting to be like Jesus. Am I saying that somebody might be a whippersnapper? And just because we love Jesus, we got to let them snap it off here and there and everywhere. Absolutely not. If you don't want to change, you don't need a part of the kingdom of God. I mean, we should all be willing to grow. That doesn't mean you let everybody in the house. Stealing. No. We are all in this thing together. We're all to the point where we're all saying we are growing in Jesus Christ. We all have hang-ups. We all have issues, and our issues may differ from one another. And we're not going to grow, and we're not going to overcome those issues until we're strong enough to love people no matter what and to care about people no matter what and help them. And when we can give people that assurance, say, hey, it doesn't matter. I'm going to love you anyway. I'm going to love you anyway. You ever heard the term? Write this in your notes. I'm going to love the hell out of somebody. You can. You can. We're going to make this thing together. Repentance. People get this way with their hang-ups and their habits. You want to see why people look deformed? In their relationships, relationships are deformed. In their spirituality, they look deformed. One minute they're in, one minute they're out. Everything's all messed up. And they just can't function normally. Anybody ever met anybody like that? And they wonder why, what's happening. Why are they always popping off? And why they're all, some people are sick. They don't need to be sick. Some people are always stressed out. Some people are always nervous. Why? Could it be that they got an elephant they're trying to brush up under a carpet and expecting it not to show? The elephant's under the carpet. Look at somebody in Pat Marshall and say, hey, say, I see your elephant. I see your elephant. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But it's all right. It's all right. As we grow up, we can lie to one another. In churches that aren't strong, in relationships that aren't strong, and people that aren't real with each other. When the relationship grows, they say, listen, I love you a lot. Let me help you with your elephant. Everybody sees the elephant. It's not as big a secret as you think it is. One of the things I find out with witnessing, when people find themselves so devastated, can never get the healing that they want to get. Some people never come to Jesus. Some people are never able to deal with anything because they think they got this big issue that nobody can deal with. God can't handle this. It's too big for God to handle. You know, sin is sin. Sin is sin. One of the neatest things I love doing with people when they come with you would not believe some of the wild stuff that we've heard. I mean, you would not believe some of the wild stuff that we've heard. And you know what I love about the grace of God? We can sit there and say, whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. Sin doesn't have power over you anymore. Sin doesn't have any power over you. That's no big deal. God can handle that. And they think, what? You're going to love me with it? Yeah. Then he'll love me enough to get me out of it. Is this helping anybody this morning? If we confess our faults, God is faithful to heal us. He's looking for something real. He's not going to play a game. See, people want God to step into their situation, but they don't want to be honest about the situation. Many times people got a messed up thing and everybody else is wrong. It's everybody else's fault. God can work on everybody else but me. And Jesus says, no, look, I want you to be the place where I start to make this miracle. I want you to be the one I start to work on to bring about a change. And I'm not going to deal with your wife. I'm not going to deal with your husband. I'm going to deal with you. And as I deal with you, that's what's going to bring about a change. Say, I'm forgiven, accepted, and loved. Say, I'm growing. I'm not perfect. I'm on my way to perfection. Say, I'm covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't bring guilt to church with you. Don't become a phony. Be honest about it. Be honest about it. Don't carry any baggage. Be real. I love it when they come to church. They come to church because they need some help. They need some love. They need some compassion. They need some grace. They need some mercy. Amen? And all we have to offer is what we got to give. They don't need a game. God can't fix it until we're able to confess it. You understand what I'm talking about? It's no big deal. You could have a drug habit. Jesus is here to help you. I pastored the church here, and I didn't think that Christians dealt with stuff. I thought all that stuff was on Jerry Springer. I really did. I didn't think that anything like that would ever happen to Christian people. Church. Stuff happens. Stuff happens. And I just thought, well, maybe it's just our little crazy church. Everywhere. The devil goes throughout the earth seeking whom he may devour. Sad thing about it, if people would have only known, you know what? There are people that are gone today as a result of stuff that they had under the surface, little rings under the surface, you know, and the only thing they thought we knew was the bark around the tree. They thought all we accepted was the bark around the tree. They didn't know that, hey, look, it doesn't matter. We're going to love you anyhow. We're going to love you out of this. It's going to show up sooner or later. People are running because of guilt. Running because of shame. We can't afford to do that. Amen. Jesus took all the guilt. Jesus took all of our shame. We can stand. We can stand complete in Him. We got to have that kind of love. We can't allow guilt to roam in our body. We got to have the love that Jesus has. Say, look, I will never let you go ever. Nor am I going to lie about your elephants. And just because I see your elephant and tell you I see an elephant doesn't mean that I reject you. Doesn't mean that I hate you. Doesn't mean that I dislike you. And just because I show you your elephant doesn't mean I'm trying to hide my own, even though there are some people like that. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what the devil's trying to lie to you and tell you that you are. I'm here to tell you that there's grace, that there's mercy, and you're here to make it. And God's found imperfect people to walk it out with you. I want to do this in our body. I want to release the word of God over our body. I want us to be real with one another. I think we're old enough to do that. Let all things be done in love. And we can't be afraid. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free. We can't expect there to be a change if we keep doing everything the same way. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin has left a guilty stain, but He washes it whiter than snow. God wants to set you free from the bondage. Just like David, when we read that scripture in Psalm chapter 32, he said that he was so upset that he couldn't even breathe. He was so overcome that he couldn't even move because of the guilt of his sin. But Jesus took that away, amen, so he could go on. This morning I want to say to you, don't sin. Come out of it completely. Make a change. Make a change. Make a change this morning. Be strong enough to grow. Get the elephant from out under the carpet. Make a decision when you come to church. There are people here that love you, that people that care about you. Nobody's out here to do you any harm. I know everybody in this church, and there's not a malicious one in here that wants to hurt you, that wants to destroy you, that wants to take you down. Nobody. It's just the devil that would lie to you and tell you that. There's only grace, love, and compassion, and mercy and grace. And we can walk together when we walk that way. You know how you know whether you're dealing in guilt? If there's something negative going on in your life and you think that negative thing has a right to manifest because of something you did in the past, guess what? That's guilt, and it's wrong. You have a right to be happy. You have a right to have peace. You have a right to have joy, and you have a right to be blessed. And there's absolutely nothing that you've done. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what it is that the blood of Jesus doesn't wash you from and keep you safe from. Don't allow your memories and your guilt to hold back your blessing from you. Release yourself from that. Say, I will not be guilty. And I will not be tormented. And I will not let guilt cause me not to improve. Anybody want any freedom in that this morning? You can have it this morning if you want it. Not grow until you do. Things won't get better until you do. We're going to speak the truth and love to one another. Because we want to grow. Nobody's going to talk to you nasty. Nobody's going to talk to you mean. And there's not anybody I'm going to and say, hey, I see this in your life. There's none of that in here. Acceptance. How can you tell whether you're dealing with rejection or not? Do people say things that make you second guess yourself? Do people get to you? God wants to set you free from that. Christians shouldn't want to stay the same. Do you know there are certain things that you can be free from? There are certain things you can be free from. But you can't get free from it when you're holding it with your foot there trying to hide it under the carpet. You get deliverance from things. You know what? You don't have to tell nobody your stuff. That's between you and God. That's between you and God. People aren't getting saved because there's no testimonies. America wants people to think that we get saved, but there wasn't no real change. I'm saved, but I never really was a sinner. He sets people free. God has knitted your hearts with people, and people are going to love you no matter what. Amen? People are going to love you no matter what. There's going to be grace for you no matter what. There's going to be mercy for you no matter what. And you need to get over your stuff. Some of you are saying, I could never have the ministry I used to have. I could never, because this happened to me, or I did this, or I'm not this one, I'm not that one. You don't know what people have overcome. You don't know what people are dealing with. You don't know what people face every day. God can use you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to leave you there. I think I'm hearing this in my spirit too. A lot of times when we don't receive forgiveness or we don't receive acceptance, we don't think God is big enough to carry our slack. I think the number one person you need to forgive is yourself. I mean, you might have done things, said things, and acted certain ways you didn't want to act, and you think, well, I've blown it all. Well, listen, God knew you. He can handle it. If I had done it this way, this would have happened. If I had done it that way, this would have happened. Well, you didn't do it that way, and it didn't happen. But God can deal with it. I can forgive myself because God is able to cover my slack.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.